Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the fifth day in the month of September 2025. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Parlour, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, Prayers for Leaders. Prayers for Leaders. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel chapter 36 to 38. Ezekiel 36 to 38. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs 28 verse 2. Proverbs 28 verse 2, which says, "For the transgressions of the For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged." Proverbs 28 verse 2. "For the transgressions of a land, many are the princes thereof. But a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged." Our Bible reading, therefore, is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. From verse 1, he says, "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." Today we'll be praying for our leaders, and I want you to pray with all of your hearts. Our first prayer point today, we'll be thanking God. Our first prayer point will be thanking God for all of our leaders. You will thank God for all the leaders the Lord has given you in your nations, your churches, in your families, the head of the homes. I want you to just open up your mouth and begin to thank God. Thank God for the leaders that you have in your workplace, that you have across all spheres of life. Thank Him for keeping and preserving them. Thank God this morning. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The second prayer point today says, "Father, please give our leaders divine wisdom and guidance to make the best decisions that aligns with your will at all times." Father, please give our leaders divine wisdom and guidance to make the best decisions at all times in the name of Jesus. The decisions that aligns with your will in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our third prayer point says, "Father, please give our leaders the heart to serve. Let them lead with humility and compassion." Father, please help our leaders. Help them to lead with integrity. Help them to lead with compassion in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our fourth prayer point says, "Father, please help our leaders lead with integrity and character. Help them to shun corrupt practices in Jesus' name." Our fifth prayer point says, Father, please give our leaders the mental strength to navigate the challenges and pressure that comes with leadership in Jesus' name. Father, please give our leaders the mental strength to navigate the challenges and pressure that comes with leadership in the mighty name of Jesus. Our sixth prayer point says, Father, please take care of the families and personal needs of our leaders. Don't let the devil distract them from providing good leadership because of personal problems in the name of Jesus. Our seventh prayer point says, Father, please protect our leaders from evil forces. Don't let the devil's plan come to pass concerning them in Jesus' name. Protect our leaders in the name of Jesus. Protect them in the physical. Protect them in the spiritual. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Our eighth prayer point today says, Father, you are the only true source of help. Please help speedily. Please send help speedily to our leaders so they can fulfill your purpose for their lives in Jesus' name. Send help to our leaders in the mighty name of Jesus. Our ninth prayer point today says, Father, please surround our leaders with good advisors and resourceful people. Let selfish and manipulative people remain far away from them in Jesus' name. Father, please surround our leaders with good advisors in the mighty name of Jesus. Surround them with resourceful people. Let selfish and manipulative people remain far away from them in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our 10th prayer point says, Father, I pray for wisdom for our leaders. Help them create policies that align with your will in Jesus' name. Father, please, I pray for wisdom for our leaders. Help them to create policies that align with your will in Jesus' name. Our 11th prayer point says, Father, please let your spirit of excellence rest upon our leaders. Help them find creative ways to resolve, to solve our common challenges and make things better for everyone. Father, please let your spirit of excellence, let it rest on our leaders. Help them find creative ways to solve our common challenges and make things better for everyone in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our 12th prayer point says that pray your personal prayer points for your leaders. I want you to realize that the prayers you pray for them today is going to be coming back to you in multiple fold. So begin to decree and declare into their lives this morning, it shall be well with them. If you are not happy about your leadership, decree what you want to see in your leadership. Decree fairness, righteousness, honesty, integrity, humility. Pray in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. So on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear a voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.